With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner,
you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner,
you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet. Sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have comments from the media presser before Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. And plus, we have an interview. We have Kyleen Bogdan on the program. She is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. So while we're in the thick of things in the NBA Finals, we light it up with the interview with Kyleen. So that's coming up on the program. So let's get right to the comments from the media presser before Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. Again, the last game that they played was Game 4, and Golden State would win 107-97. Steph Curry had a game for the ages, for having a double-double with 43 points and 10 rebounds. Also, his fellow Splash brother, Klay Thompson, had 18 points. Andrew Wiggins had a double-double with 17 points and 16 rebounds. Jordan Poole finished with 14 points. Kevon Looney had 6 points to go along with 11 rebounds. And Draymond Green only had 2 points, but he had 9 rebounds to go along with 8 assists. On the losing end for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Jaylen Brown finished with 21 points. Marcus Smart finished with 18 points. Derek White would go along to have 16 points, and Robert Williams only had 7 points, but he would have 12 rebounds to go along with 2 block shots. Again, the final score, Golden State 107, Boston 97. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. So now on to the comments from the media presser before Game 5 of this 2022 NBA Finals series. Let's start off with Celtics head coach Ime Udoka. Jason Tatum has been someone that has struggled in terms of his field goal percentage. And during the press conference, Coach Udoka was asked about Jason and how could he improve his field goal percentage.
I'd say some stronger finishes, and as I mentioned, at times looking for fouls when he plays off two and draws the contact, he's finished well. The other part is inside the three, they are really crowding and trying to take him away. So we want him, when he gets a cross match, to pop to space or roll in the pocket and try to get an advantage as far as that. So some of the isolations, elbow things we've done for him, they're really loading up. And even with that, he has to invite that and get guys other shots. And so more spacing than playing at the nail elbow area in this series. And for him, the numbers, I think, over-penetrating at times, you know, but he has done a good job of mixing that and drawing the crowd, which is there every time, and finding a shooter. So it's a balance of both, and then just quite frankly, he's missed some easy ones that he usually makes around the basket, especially with their lack of rim protection at times.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Here's Coach Udoka. He was asked, how can they remain consistent and not blow a lead like they did in Game 4?
Yeah, first thing you look at is it's 2-2, and we obviously put ourselves in the position to, you know, stretch the lead and be up 3-1, but bottom line is we're 2-2, and we earned that as well, not being down 0-2 or, you know, 1-2 or whatever the case may be. And so I'm sure they said the same thing about Golden State after we beat them here, and We know it's a long series, and like I said, we've been battle-tested in 2 7-game series in Milwaukee and Miami. And so for us, looking at the positives and the things we could have done better, not playing our best offense overall, I think the narrative gets shifted to Curry and what he's doing. But in our wins and losses, they're scoring the same points. And so a lot has been relying on our offense, to your point, in the fourth quarter. But even throughout the game, we had several opportunities, being up 5, 6, 7, and poor offense or turnovers let them back in the game. And so the difference in the game that we stretched the lead was we took advantage of those opportunities. We're solid, and against this team, anytime you run some poor offense, turn the ball over, live ball turnovers, let them get out, we know how quickly they can get back in the game, and that was the case in game four when we had our chances.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to Celtics guard Jaylen Brown. He was asked about his fast start in the game so far in the series, but fizzling out when it's crunch time.
Not necessarily. At times, we get a little disorganized in crunch time and get a little sped up. And at times, I do need to take the onus and get us more organized and get us more space and a little bit more composed. And that's a part of my growth as a basketball player and my maturity and things like that. Can't put everything on the coaching staff. We're on the floor. So at times, somebody got to be get everybody square, get everybody level-headed, and be a little bit more composed. But, you know, we just got to be better as a group overall in those moments and just take our time a little bit and just be a little bit more poised.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jaylen for a moment. You know, you have to be poised when you're defending one of the greatest players of all time, and that's Steph Curry. Jaylen was asked about the challenges of defending Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry is really good. And if you guys haven't noticed, he can shoot the ball unbelievably. You know, even watching it, playing against it, and even in the finals, I feel like he's taking it up a notch a little bit. He had a hell of a performance in game four, and we got to respond to that. We got to do even more of a better job, and we got to be even more focused on the details because, obviously, you know, Steph Curry is a hell of a player.
Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Steph is one heck of a player. It's tough defending him with his ball handling skills, and he's just fast. His conditioning is through the roof, and, of course, the greatest three-point shooter of all time. And finally, Jaylen was asked, what would be the word of the day going into Game 5?
The word of the day? Focus. I think, you know, focus is something that, you know, for us is different from game to game. And it's almost human nature. When our backs is against the wall a little bit, we play with a little bit more focus and determination and intensity. And sometimes when we're a little too comfortable. So, you know, I would like our focus to be, you know, intense. And I would like our focus to be, you know, at a high level coming into game five.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And like Jaylen said, that focus needs to be high. They can't be distracted because they're going to be going into one of the most deafening places to play in the NBA. That's the Chase Center in San Francisco. Let's move along now to Celtics forward Jason Tatum. He was asked about losing their lead in game four and not letting it happen again.
You know, it was a tough loss, and we understand that. And I think you know, we've been here before. It's the third time in a row, I feel like we've been here. So we know what it takes. We know what we have to do and the attention to detail and things like that. And I'm confident. I've been all playoffs, confident in the fact that we'll respond and play better, you know, for majority of the game.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jason for a moment. I mentioned earlier about the Chase Center in San Francisco that's starting to develop a reputation as one of the premier venues in the NBA. If you followed the Golden State Warriors, especially during the Steph Curry era, about them playing across the bay in Oakland and at the Oracle Arena, that was a madhouse. That place was loud. But now they're trying to make new memories at the Chase Center. Jason was asked about the atmosphere playing at the Chase Center in San Francisco.
I mean, they got a great crowd, great fan base. Obviously, they've been in this position many a times in the championship, in the finals, as of in the last 6-7 years. But, you know, it's basketball. And I feel like, you know, for whatever reason, we've played, you know, somewhat better on the road this playoffs than we have at home.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jason, he's let it be known that the Warriors fans are pretty intense. It's a interesting place to play, and they're definitely going to have to block out all of those distractions coming up in Game 5. Jason was asked about the mental and physical challenges his team has faced in this series.
Yeah, it's very mental. And I think just, like I said, just the attention to detail, you know, and making the adjustments in game, you know, and just having awareness and not let things snowball and not necessarily let it, you know, make the adjustments for next game, you know, after we lose, you know, if we can be better at, you know, making adjustments and figuring things out in from quarter to quarter and things like that. But it's a big test for us tomorrow, you know. It's like a new series, best of three. You know, excited for the challenge.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jason is up for the challenge, and it's going to be a challenge playing the Warriors at home. Continuing with the challenge, Jaylen Brown talked about the challenge of defending Steph Curry. Well, now here's Jason Tatum talking about the challenges going up against Steph Curry.
I mean, everybody knows he's a great player, right? One of the greatest, and, you know, he's doing what he has to do to, you know, put his team in the best position to win. You know, it's no secret. You know, I knew he was a great player before the series, and after Game 4, I knew he was a great player as well.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Jason showing much respect to Steph Curry for his shooting and just his all-around great playing ability. And finally, Jason was asked, what is the one thing he and his team have learned about themselves since being in the NBA Finals?
Honestly, I don't know if I've learned anything differently. You know, obviously I know it's the Finals and we know it's at stake, but I think, you know, being in it is hard to kind of process, you know, as, you know, it's different than if I was watching it on TV and all the coverage and things like that. But from my point of view, you know, we got a game tomorrow and we got practice today and we got shoot around in the morning to get ready for another game. So it's just trying to stay present and in the moment and not, you know, get worried or consumed, I guess, with, you know, everything around surrounding the finals and just trying to, you know, win the next game.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, when you're in an important game and an important position like being in the NBA Finals, you have to take it one game at a time because the moods shift so quickly and they move up and down, so you just have to stay focused and take it one game at a time. Let's stay with the Celtics for a moment. Now, guard Marcus Smart, the reigning defensive player of the year, he was asked, what are the challenges defending Steph Curry?
Definitely. We all know what he can do outside of, you know, 20 feet, 30 to 35, 40 feet. You know, the dude is special in that regard. And, you know, the way that he's able to affect the game by able to run around and play off the ball and get himself open. And it's just tough on a defender because you can't take a break. You know, the instance you think that he's not doing anything, the play is over for him, and that's when you get beaten, that's when you get burnt, and that's when that mentality comes in, and you got to stay ready, you can't give up, you got to keep going. And so for him, you know, he can affect the game at all levels, passing, you know, playmaking, shooting the ball, scoring the ball. So he got the whole package, and you have to be able to guard every last thing he has. And not many players can do that, you know. Not a lot of people, especially on that defensive end, likes to sit down and play defense. It's not fun. It's not glamorous at all. You're not going to get any much of the credit. It's none of that. But you have to be willing to take that challenge and just go do it when you're guarding him.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and it's a challenge going up against one of the greatest players of all time, and Marcus Smart is no slouch by any words of the imagination. Again, the reigning defensive player of the year, talking about what it takes to defend the one and the only Steph Curry. Let's stay with Marcus for a moment. He was asked, what were the team's emotions like after losing game four?
Basketball. It happened. We let it happen, but it happened. You know, we get an opportunity to come out and make up for it. And that's all he is. You know, he had a great game. You tip your hat off to him. He's a great player. But it's only one game, and we're on to the next one.
And that's what it's all about. Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and it's all about on to the next one. You lose a game in a series like the NBA Finals, you have to take that bitter pill and you swallow it, and you just have to move on. And like Marcus said, it's on to the next one. All right, let's move along now to the other end of the court with the Golden State Warriors and head coach Steve Kerr. Again, we bring back up Steph Curry. Coach Kerr was asked about Steph Curry's conditioning, and he also mentions tennis player Roger Federer.
Just the consistency of his routine. It's like a metronome. I mean, every day it's the exact same thing. He's in the training room. He's in the weight room. He's on the court. And there's, it's clockwork. But there's also a sense of joy and energy within that work. He enjoys it so much. He loves the process. And I think that's one of the things that ties all great athletes together. Like, you know, I'm talking about the superstar athletes, Roger Federer's of the world. Steph Curry's of the world. There's a routine that is not only super disciplined, but it's really enjoyed each day. There's a passion that comes with it. And that's what sustains it over time. And when you love something like those guys do, you work at it, you get better, and you keep going. I might have told you this before, but we actually met Federer a few years ago in China when we played in Shanghai. And he came and spoke to our locker room. And Draymond asked him, he said, how have you been doing this for 20 years? And his answer was just simple yet profound. He said, I love my daily ritual. He said, I get up and make my kids breakfast, drop them off at school, and go train, and I've figured out the right training methods to keep me in the best position, at my age. I love competing. He said, but every single day I put my head on the pillow at the end of the day, and I just think, man, what a great day. And so I think of Steph a lot when I think of that story from Roger Federer. It's very, very similar, just sort of zest for life and just joy for the process.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and that's what it's all about. Steph Curry has always played the game with the zest for life, and he just continues to do it year in and year out. And as Coach Kerr so eloquently put, with the conditioning and the work that Steph Curry puts in, man, it has shown and it continues to show. Again, a two-time league MVP, winning three NBA finals, hoping to get that fourth title. I mean, Steph has just always been about his business and just trying to stay consistent. And Steph said he hasn't even hit his prime yet. That's interesting right there. And speaking of another impact player for the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, he's had a tough series so far. Steve Kerr was asked if Draymond needed any extra motivation going into Game 5.
No, yep. Draymond's Draymond. He's gonna bring it every night. And I think the thing that maybe got lost the other night is how good he was, down the stretch. And he ends up the game with four steals. He's brilliant defensively. He did what we needed to do to win the game. Everybody's locked in on his scoring. Scoring has always been kind of the last thing that we need from him. We need his defense, his energy, his force, his competitiveness. And down the stretch of the game, he made huge plays at both ends.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Draymond. Coach Kerr, he doesn't have to give Draymond Green too much of a pep talk. Draymond, again, is the energy, and he's the motor and the heart and soul of that team. So, Coach Kerr is confident that Draymond will get it done on both offense and defense for Game 5. Let's move along now to one of the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson. Klay was asked about the NBA Finals experience and the worldwide impact that the NBA has had.
Man, it seems routine, but I just know how special this is. I'm trying to just be present in everything I do during this time, even this interview, and not look ahead, not even look ahead to just enjoy this day before the big one. And, I mean, the NBA Finals is such a cool thing to be a part of. I remember being in Istanbul, Turkey in 2013 doing some stuff in the NBA and waking up real early just to watch it, you know, 3-4 in the morning. So to realize that these games are broadcast worldwide just reminds you how special it really is. I know when my dad played back in the day, the NBA was not as global. So to be here now and talking to you from Italy or a reporter from China or somebody from Brazil, it's special.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, it is a very special thing when the NBA has been impacted and continues to provide the culture worldwide, as Klay mentioned, some of those countries like Turkey, China, and Brazil. And then also he mentioned about being a part of the NBA Finals experience. Once again, he doesn't take it for granted. He just also talks about just living in the moment and not thinking too far ahead. And you just never know if you'll get to have many more opportunities to do it. But Klay is definitely grateful and making the most of the opportunity. Let's stay with the Splash Brother, Klay. He talks about his other Splash Brother, Steph Curry. He was asked what he has learned from watching Steph play.
I learned that he's one of the greatest to ever play. And I learned that he can do anything with the basketball in his hands, especially when it pertains to shooting the ball.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Steph, again, the greatest shooter of all time, but shooters respect shooters. And the Splash Brothers, they rain threes. Steph Curry and, of course, Klay Thompson. You can't have one without the other. And definitely they've done great things together, and they continue to do great things, and they will do great things going forward in their respective careers. All right, now it's time to talk about Mr. Steph Curry. Steph was asked, what will it take to get Draymond Green going on offense?
It comes down to understanding that we have our certain pet plays and actions that we have done for years and years and years. They've scouted it. They have a certain approach and personnel that try to take those away. And some of our bread and butter plays, but a lot of it is just being a lot more organized on our spacing and our force on pick and rolls, on cuts and stuff like that, so that we can just get everybody in the right spots, and whether they want to shade, you know, off a certain guy or try to clog things up, we have a counter to all of that. And I think he is going to do an amazing job of adapting and figuring out where he can find his angles, his ways to impact on the offensive end. And that'll, again, feed off of the way he impacts the game on the defensive end every game. So usually the high IQ guys figure it out, and he's at the top of that list when it comes to understanding the game of basketball.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Steph just talking about his teammate Draymond Green. Again, he has no worries about Draymond. He knows Draymond is going to bring the heat and hopefully bring that energy for Game 5. Let's stay with Steph for a moment. Game 4 was a fantastic performance. It was one for the ages. Steph was asked if he watched the film of his Game 4 performance.
I mean, it's, I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, it's cool because when you watch film, there's a lot of different emotions because you usually know the outcome of the game. And so whether you play well individually or not, you always know what happens at the end. It's like you're watching the end of a movie. It's always nice to know that the movie turns out great at the end. But I think it's more so just the balance of watching what worked and trying to understand those patterns so that you can repeat that for the next game, maybe anticipate some adjustments
that might happen and try to slow it down and try to be one step ahead of that. In the meantime, also watching a lot of different reactions in the crowd and on the bench and stuff like that, too. That's always some good entertainment.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Steve Kerr and Klay Thompson, they talked about Steph Curry and his commitment and the will to win and also his work ethic. Here's Steph when he was asked about his consistent work ethic.
It goes back to just how I started in the game back when I was playing AAU back in the day. I love to work. You kind of get lost in the sessions you have on the court and practice in the weight room, wherever it is, because you know it's going to lead to you being as prepared as possible for those games. Try to have as much fun as possible, the days that you want to get up and do the work, the days that you don't, days you're tired, all that type of stuff. But it's all built on just my approach, I think, from the time I started, and just trying to carry that every year for as long as I can. And, win, lose, whatever it is, no matter how you play, you have to keep coming back to the well to keep sharpening the toolkit and find ways to evolve your game. That is the hardest part of what we do. I mean, going out there on the floor, everything's more reactive and you're kind of just living in the competition. But the hardest part of what we do is the grind of the year-long prep that it takes to be great at this level.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And I tell you one thing, Steph said in that audio bite, he said, sharpening the toolkit, sharpening your skill set. And I tell you what, year in and year out, Steph has done it, from continuing to build up his upper body strength, just continuing to have that speed and that conditioning, and, of course, working on his shooting, which makes him the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Steph has done it year in and year out and has done it consistently and continues to do so year in and year out. All right, before we go to break, congratulations to Golden State Warriors assistant coaches Mike Brown and Kenny Atkinson. Of course, once the season is over with, Brown will become the new head coach of the Sacramento Kings, and Atkinson will become the new head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. So again, congratulations to Warriors assistant coaches Mike Brown and Kenny Atkinson. Brown will be the new head coach of the Sacramento Kings for the next NBA season, and Atkinson will be the new head coach for the Charlotte Hornets. All right, that takes care of the NBA Finals. Coming up after the break, we have Kylene Bogdan on the program. She is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. We talk about some important things involving nutrition and how it goes hand in hand with performance. She's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
We know that exercise is good for your health, but have you ever wondered why? Researchers at Pennington Biomedical are seeking men and women who are 18 years of age and older to help determine exactly how physical exercise benefits your individual health. Volunteers will be compensated for their participation in the MotorPack research study. To learn how you can get involved, call 225-763-3000 or visit www.pbrc.edu/motorpack. That's www.pbrc.edu/motorpack. We know that exercise is good for your health, but have you ever wondered why? Researchers at Pennington Biomedical are seeking men and women who are 18 years of age and older to help determine exactly how physical exercise benefits your individual health. Volunteers will be compensated for their participation in the MotorPack research study. To learn how you can get involved, call 225-763-3000 or visit www.pbrc.edu/motorpack. That's www.pbrc.edu/motorpack.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raisin Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raisin Cane's. One love. Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raisin Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raisin Cane's. One love.
We know that exercise is good for your health, but have you ever wondered why? Researchers at Pennington Biomedical are seeking men and women who are 18 years of age and older to help determine exactly how physical exercise benefits your individual health. Volunteers will be compensated for their participation in the MotorPack research study. To learn how you can get involved, call 225-763-3000 or visit www.pbrc.edu/motorpack. That's www.pbrc.edu/motorpack.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Nutrition is an important part of our daily lives. Nutrition is how we function, how we're able to do things on a day-to-day basis. The right nutrition is very important, and nutrition is important not just in everyday life, but it's important in the world of professional sports. We have someone to talk about nutrition and the different parts of nutrition, where the difference between protein and carbohydrates, just to name a few. We want to welcome her to the program. She is the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's welcome her to the program, Kyleen Bogdan. Kyleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Your career in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. How did you get the job to become the dietitian for the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, you know, I think like any candidate, you work hard, you try to interview well, but kind of at the root of all of that, my approach to sports nutrition is very different. And in fact, it's quite different than how I was trained in college and beyond. I am a functional sports dietitian, which means you're diving really deep into performance nutrition. It's not just surface level. It's not just drink your chocolate milk, count your calories, but it's more of, okay, so So you want to improve your speed, your jump shot, but you come to me, you know, and you're not pooping every day, you have a face full of acne, you tell me you're tired when you wake up. There is something we need to kind of correct internally to help your body, your metabolism, your immune system function optimally. And that's different for every player, for every athlete, you know, no matter who you are. But genetics play a role. Your lifestyle, your environment plays a role. So then I basically create very individualized plans, individualized supplementations. It's not cookie cutter. And I think the Cavs really kind of appreciated that approach. And they thought, all right, let's give this a try.
It's interesting that you mentioned about the Cavs, because when we know about dietitians working with athletes, normally, not all of the time, but in some cases, things can be very rigid where you have to eat this and eat this. It's nice that you have, as you mentioned, you have the plans individualized and personalized where it depends on the athlete's need. And I want to talk about protein as well as healthy fats and omegas 3, 6, and 9 as well as the carbohydrates. Can you explain to the listeners what are the differences between protein, healthy fats, omegas 3, 6, and 9, and carbohydrates?
Sure. So protein, think of protein as the building block of your body, no matter who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, even if you've never played a sport in your life. Protein is the foundation of everything because it builds all the cells in the body. The goal is to have a variety of plant and animal protein, if that's what you enjoy. So like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, beans, even good quality protein powders can all play a role. And it's funny because, you know, I work with some very elite individuals, very intelligent individuals, and still most people come to me and I review their diet, they are not eating enough protein. So just a quick pro tip for the listeners, you really want to make sure you have roughly a palm full of protein at every single meal. Doesn't have to be a big hunk of steak by any means, but always include some form of protein, right? Because that's how we build lean mass. That's how we, you know, that's how we promote healthy metabolism, healthy gut function. So then I guess moving on to continue with your question, good quality fats are so important. Back in the 90s, we thought fat made you fat. We were putting sugar in everything and putting all these chemicals in our foods to lower the fat content, and really that did a lot more harm than good. Good quality fat comes from the earth. It comes from plants like olive oil or almond butter, peanut butter, pistachio butter, cashew butter, right? Nuts and seeds, it's all good stuff. And you never want to neglect that from your diet, because good quality fat, when consumed appropriately, helps to control your blood sugar. It gives your brain fuel. It produces hormones and it lubricates the joints. So, you know, would we want someone to drown themselves in olive oil all day? No, not necessarily. You know, maybe my Italian relatives are. But just make sure that you have maybe roughly a tablespoon or two. It's different for every person, of course, at each meal. And then lastly, we have carbohydrate, right? That's our big form of energy. You know, old school nutrition will tell you, well, yeah, pizza, pasta, crackers, cereal. That's how you get your carbs. That's how you get your energy. And while carbohydrates absolutely are one of our primary sources of fuel for the body, especially for athletes, our brain needs it, our muscles need it, but you really want to focus on getting your carbohydrate from the earth. So fruit is a carbohydrate. A lot of people don't know that. Even beans can serve as part of a carbohydrate, right? Rice is a bit less processed than maybe like a bag of crackers. So while carbohydrate should be the primary fuel source for an athlete or an active individual, you really want to make sure that it's coming from the earth. It's coming from a minimally processed source, if that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense. And also, I wanted to ask you, what are the differences between omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. So omega 3, 6, and 9 are all good forms of fat. But the tricky part, at least here in America, is that our ratio is a little off. You know, technically, these fats by themselves can be anti-inflammatory because they are unsaturated, right? They're not trans fat. They're not the fats that kind of build up and clog the arteries. But these fats in the right proportions, meaning, so in a dream, okay, I'm pretending to be your dietitian now, right? So a dream situation is a 4-1-1 ratio of 3-6-9, or even 2-1-1 as low as we would go. But what it means is, you want the most omega-3, right? That's like your cold water fish, your salmon, your herring, your mackerel, your sardines, and even ALA, a different form of omega-3. That would be like your flaxseed, your chia seed, your wants. These are the foods you want to hit the heaviest. We want this ratio high. If you could choose one of those foods or two of those foods every single day, we are in a really good place. Now, of course, I'm oversimplifying this, but in order to get that ratio of 4-1-1, 3-6-9, You're eating high-quality omega-3 every single day, even if it's just one or two servings, and you're really minimizing processed foods. Like maybe it's a treat a couple times a week versus, you know, everything I eat is out of a box for the day. Now, of course, it's a really quick summary, but just for listeners to understand, that's kind of my little speech there.
All right, and I want to stay just with omegas 3, 6, and 9. I was reading somewhere where one, I believe, is for the heart or one is for the brain. Can you explain which one is for which in the omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. I mean, honestly, they all really do overlap a bit. I mean, omega-3 in particular is mostly for the brain and heart, especially the brain, very particularly the brain. Omega-6, you'll see a little bit more. There is a bit more emphasis on heart health when it comes to omega-6. Omega-9, I mean, it's okay. It's a monounsaturated fat, but there's actually no requirement for it because the body doesn't necessarily need it. Like, you're not going to see a recommendation for omega-9. You know, that's like your canola oil, olive oil, almonds. Those foods are fine, but you really want to focus more on omega-3, omega-6 being the second. But yes, in terms of brain and heart, ultimately, it's omega-3, and omega-6 is number two. The reason why we recommend that ratio 4-to-1-1 is because, you know, little bits of, you know, omega-6 and omega-9 are great. Little bits can lead to an awesome anti-inflammatory effect. But when we keep eating it and keep eating the processed food, that then is when the ratio is thrown off, and that's what leads to chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is what damages tissues and leads to disease.
So for clarification, to get the omega ratio right, you always want your 3 to be higher than the 6s and the 9s. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. I want to visit and get back to what we were talking about with carbohydrates, and you mentioned about carbohydrates being your fuel food, but also they come in the forms such as pizza, pasta, and rice and crackers. Can you explain the difference between simple and complex carbohydrates?
So think of a simple carbohydrate as something that's a little bit more, not necessarily processed, but it's a simple sugar, it's more refined, it's highly processed, typically one ingredient, like think white bread or pasta. Versus complex, think of it, so simple, think of it this way. Simple is simple to break down in the body. Quickly shoots up sugar, kind of messes with our blood sugar. And complex is more of a complex food. There's more fiber. There's more nutrients. It's more complex to break down. That's a really easy way to think of it. You know, maybe something like a whole grain dish or quinoa, you know, foods that generally are more from the earth and have more, a better nutrient ratio and more fiber is more complex. So we want to try our best to lean more towards those complex carbohydrates and more so sprinkle in the refined. You know, I remember when I was a young athlete, like, everything that was promoted towards us, simple carbohydrates. Oh, this is how you get the best energy. And really the only time I would highly recommend a simple carbohydrate would be right before a workout. You know, it's easy to digest. It's not going to make you sick. And you will basically utilize it as fuel when you're training. Versus you would not want to have those, you know, simple carbohydrates right before bed, right? You wouldn't want to have that quick sugar right before bed. But at least if you had it right before a workout, okay, it can be utilized.
Awesome. Fair enough. And then I want to talk now about your clients or who you currently work with the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. When you're putting their individualized, personalized plans together, what types of protein, what types of fats, and what types of omegas and carbohydrates do you recommend to your players? We're not naming any names, but just what do you recommend in terms of the types of protein that you recommend for the Cavs players to use in order to get the best out of their performance?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And a lot of it is, you know, the staple proteins are omega-3 rich. We do a lot of salmon here, a lot of fresh fish. Whenever we do protein, it's high quality, meaning, for example, fresh off-the-farm grass-fed beef versus, you know, the term is feedlot beef, right? The cows that were kind of in a really unhealthy environment and they were maybe not in the healthiest of living conditions. They weren't necessarily eating grass for fuel, right? That produces muscle, which we then eat. I know it kind of sounds gross, but that's not high quality. So fish is wild-caught. Beef is grass-fed. Chicken, turkey, eggs, pasture-raised. Same for pork. So you're looking at protein the same way that you and I would eat, but really there's more of an emphasis on performance protein, meaning it's coming from a good source. You are what your animal eats and where your animal lives. In terms of grains, carbohydrate, we do fun stuff. I really try to encourage a lot of color, right? We know that the more color you eat, the more it reverses damage on the cellular level. So you know what? if I have a player who loves rice, that's fine if you want white rice, but I say, hey, man, let's try black rice. Let's try purple rice. Let's try red rice. Same for potatoes. Like, a lot of these guys don't even know that purple or blue potatoes exist. You know, people don't know that there's orange cauliflower. So kind of taking traditional foods and making them more fun while also helping the human immune system is kind of how we roll around here.
You mentioned about different types of rice and the different types of potatoes. What about spices? What type of spices do you have in the individualized plans with your players?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, spices are everything. Good quality spice can go a long way, not just to flavor your food, but to fight inflammation in the body. The number one love of my life is turmeric. I mean, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of studies published on this and its ability to fight inflammation, right? Inflammation doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I have a bruise. It could mean I have headaches or my joints always hurt or I don't sleep well, right? Those are all signs of chronic inflammation that's not addressed. So turmeric, sometimes we put it in the food, sometimes we have it in capsule form, but that is just number one there. And then we're kind of going down into ginger, garlic, cayenne, you know, nice flavor, really helping to fight and support the human immune system. But those, I would say, are my biggest heavy hitters. You know, if it's salt, it's sea salt, right? It's salt with more minerals in it versus just your standard highly processed table salt. So that type of thing is what I'm thinking of. And by the way, I work side-by-side with a really amazing chef, so it's nice that my scientific vision can be put onto a plate.
I want to get into supplements. Do you recommend any supplements to your players working with, whether it be maybe fish oils or vitamin C?
I do, and again, that's extremely individualized. You know, it might be different at different seasons, off-season, in-season, time of year, flu season, and also for those that are interested, we will run nutrient testing. So I can kind of see, all right, you know, this guy does really well with omega-3, but maybe this person would benefit more from a vitamin C. So there is nothing really standard necessarily. Like I mentioned, we do a lot of good quality turmeric, vitamin D, a lot of the basics that I'd recommend to anybody, no matter who you are. But yes, I'm, you know, the functional sports nutrition viewpoint is you should never rely on supplements, right? Food is the foundation of everything. The immune system lives in the gut. But there's so much we can't control with stress and different quality soil and different quality food than there was 30 to 60 years ago. So we can kind of fill in those gaps, even overtraining. Like a lot of individuals, players or not, don't particularly care for vegetables. So sometimes we can kind of give them a little insurance policy and support them with high-quality multivitamin, for example.
Okay, and you mentioned about, as far as getting the different sources of protein, you mentioned about wild-caught fish and also organically grass-fed beef. Do you take advantage of purchasing a lot of those items in the Cleveland area, whether it be visiting farmers markets in that area in terms of just getting in contact with the local produce and see how the fish is caught and beef and fruits and vegetables and things of that nature?
Yes, we definitely try to. I mean, that's the dream. That's the gold standard always. Sometimes it's tricky because we do have to purchase in very large amounts. We actually feed a whole building in addition to the players. And sometimes the smaller farmers can't quite accommodate that. But, yes, absolutely, when we can, that is what we try to do. I love to support local. And, plus, not only are you supporting a farmer and his family, but you're just getting more nutrients. You know, when the food wasn't sitting on a truck or a plane or in the grocery store for days, for weeks, there's more nutrients in that food, so it's a win-win.
I want to stay just with the state of Ohio for a moment. I know Ohio is big on hearty meals. You mentioned about the beef and organic grass-fed beef and also other forms of protein like chicken and pork and things of that nature, but you also mentioned about fish. Does a lot of the fish and seafood sources come from the state or come from the Cleveland area, or do you have to outsource that and get that from other places?
No, that is definitely outsourced. We live on Lake Erie, and while beautiful, not exactly the best place to find your fish. A lot of perch and walleye here, but, you know, maybe not necessarily the cleanest of water. So we do have a lot of salmon and fresh fish shipped in from elsewhere.
Okay, and I want to stay just with Ohio for a moment. I know not just the state of Ohio, but just quote-unquote the Midwestern diet is pretty hearty, very carbohydrate-laden with a lot of potatoes and a lot of red meat and whatnot. Do any of the athletes that you work with, do you have to tell them from time to time to just kind of be careful in terms of the dining options available in the Cleveland area?
Not necessarily. Actually, Cleveland's really diverse. I think a lot of people don't realize we have a pretty good food scene, considering we're right smack dab in the middle of the country, or close to the middle, I guess. The issue comes more of, you know, these guys come from all over the country. So, and even in my private practice, a lot of individuals grew up on fast food. It's kind of the American way. I mean, that's more of the issue. It's not necessarily trying to steer away from the way that we kind of eat here in the Midwest, but more of just breaking habits of how they grew up. And the cool thing is we have a lot of cultural influence from all over the world in the city, which is amazing. I mean, Chinese, Arabic, German, Polish, Italian, I mean, you can pretty much get anything you want here if you look for it. It's just a matter of me teaching them what foods make sense, what foods will make them feel good, and essentially where they can find them. And, you know, the athletes that are motivated, they do really well.
Awesome. That's great to hear. It's nothing like diversity. Definitely important no matter where you go in the world. And I want to talk about women in the sports nutrition field. Since you've been in this profession, have you served as a mentor or have you given any advice in terms of getting more women involved in the field of sports nutrition?
You know, I certainly try my best. I will tell you that I, you know, interns, students, they reach out on a weekly basis and I do what I can to help guide and coach, and I often direct them kind of to my website as a starting point, you know, looking for evidence-based information that is a bit more progressive and cutting edge. As we mentioned in the beginning of this interview, you know, I really, not even just as a woman in pro sports, but I'm really trying to break the mold in the way that we think about, like, the old-school cookie-cutter sports nutrition, where we're just counting calories and supplements are a joke and they don't matter. And, you know, it doesn't matter if an athlete's tired all the time. They should just drink caffeine. As long as they're playing well, it's okay. You know, that's a boundary that I'm really trying to break. And I'm really trying to be a pioneer in the world of sports nutrition just from strictly a viewpoint perspective, right? We need to be more progressive, I think, as sports dietitians. You know, you see a lot of these pro athletes kind of hire their own, you know, random nutritionists on the side. And while that's great, you know, I think sometimes dietitians would be the ones that they're calling if we were willing to kind of step outside of our traditional education and think outside the box a little bit. So that's really the type of mentorship that I try to provide. Like, not only do I want to help young women and young men as well succeed and find their place in this arena, I also want to help challenge those to think more progressively.
And again, sports nutrition is an ever-changing field and is just continuing to grow, and then also the information is becoming so vital. And like you were saying at the beginning, it's great that sports nutritionists or dietitians for that matter are becoming more flexible with the athletes and the clients that, you know, it's okay to have caffeine. Like you said, it's okay to have carbs. Make sure, you know, you have them at its right time and its proper place. And you heard it from her. She's Kyleen Bogdan. She's the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition. She's also the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyleen, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites, whether it be pertaining to Ford Fuel or your personal website. Let them know that as well.
Okay, great. Yes, it's FordFuel.com, FWDFUEL.com. And same thing for Instagram. We also have a TikTok handle now, both FordFuel, FWDFUEL. And that's the best place to find me to ask questions and let me know how I can help.
You heard it from her. She is Kyleen Bogdan. She is the co-founder and COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she's the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyleen, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks so much, Ed.
We'll be back with more right after this.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Kylene Bogdan. She is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. And thank you again to the listeners out there for tuning in to the latest from the media presser before Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying or selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying or selling experience. At Driveway, we believe in giving you our best price up front to keep you in the super chill zone. Buy or sell your next car at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Ice-T knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.